Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, this is Truth AP. Truth Brothers Radio. Happy Monday, everybody. This is Truth Brothers Radio. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And you can always hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
You already know I'm standing by on Facebook, Twitter, and
yeah. There we go. All right.
Chat room up.
Thank you, my old kick dance.
Great voice you hear is our producer, Supreme Candace.
Let's get into the conversation.
Hey, everybody.
All right. There it is.
I'm sorry.
How was everyone's week?
Oh, I got a fever of 119 right now, man.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
There it is.
I'm dead. I'm not even here.
There it is.
I'm doing this from
time to time.
Hologram, right?
I'm a hologram right now.
Yeah,
it cost you $10 million, or in some cases, $150,000 to get me out, but you only had to pay 10%.
There it is. So how was everybody's
man.
Week?
My week was okay, man. I had a pretty decent week. Besides shaking off this cold, I'm all right.
It was relatively bittersweet. My aunt went to the hospital, so shouts out to my aunt Susan.
That's right, most definitely. Get well soon.
We wish you a speedy recovery.
Right, and Charisse, we with you, baby.
Yes.
Yes, most definitely.
My daughter Charisse.
That was your daughter.
Her daughter.
Oh, I thought you said your daughter. I was going to say, really?
Her daughter, no.
Well, no, our listeners don't know who.
But shout out to my baby, too, Shayla.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
True Brothers family.
Much love
to the baby. She helped set up the studio today.
So. Ah.
Yeah, got a little tech in the make.
Got it in training. How was your week, man?
My week has just been devastating.
Really?
It's been a real roller coaster ride.
Really?
Ups and downs and... So if I'm not myself, if it comes over this mic that I'm not myself, y'all gonna have to forgive me. But I've just had a grenade planted in my chest. I drank that Spronk for the first time. You remember the commercial?
Yeah,
Spronk,
I know what you're talking about.
The grenade shake hands. There.
Yeah, I've been there.
There you go. Who we hollering at?
Oh man, first we gotta holler at Rakim Gage and Nia Cole. We special shout out to you guys, man. Thankful that you guys joined the True Brothers family, and we really hope to hear you guys really, really soon.
That's
we
right.
Really do.
Holler at your boy.
There you go. Gotta say what's up to Joseph Thomas. He got married over the weekend. Congratulations to that brother.
That's right.
Maya Hawkins, Jamila Thompson, Regina Todd, Janice Lee, Darrell Britt. And Mo Nice, got to say what's up to
that's
people.
Dog, especially Mo. Man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good
that's,
brother?
That's my dog.
100. What's up,
yeah,
Mo?
What's
he
up,
he done found us. And love it.
Cool.
Love it.
Shouts out again to Mo Nice.
And notice how the family is just growing, man.
Yeah. We're getting there, man. And we really got to thank everybody, man, for tuning in every week to True
that's
Brothers
right.
Radio.
That's right.
We really love y'all.
That's
man,
right.
For showing
that and we cracked, yeah, we cracked 300 friends on Facebook, too. So thank you for everybody who took a friend request in, and please continue to pass them around.
Yeah. Okay. And, also we're going to be going back and doing our Twitter thing. So, again, you know, bear with us, people. We had a small mishap on there, so we will be back on there.
That's right.
And up to our AD23 News, Anthony Davis.
How's the unibrow? It's big and valuable.
And our boy has officially made his announcement that he will be entering the NBA draft.
All
so big
right.
Shout out to my boy Anthony Davis from the Kentucky Wildcats.
Yeah.
Of the future. I wish the stars are good, but he'll be either a Hornet, Bobcat, or something like that.
Right.
So congratulations to that man. You know, Man, big things. You, we see it coming.
That's
and
good.
Don't accept any loans.
And get a vasectomy.
Right.
Hey,
true.
Yeah,
that
dude,
is true.
Freeze your sperm.
True.
Get it, freeze them, put it in the freezer, get it cut off, and then whenever you're ready, take it to the
there
bank.
There you go, because there's nothing like seeing your kids thrown in a bag and driven away. So, yeah, do that.
And DJ's B-Days for the week, Deanna Hampton, Oluwale Odekoya, Chris Hamilton, Tiana Thomas, and Marcy Hunt.
Yeah,
so these.
And it grows and grows, man.
Yeah,
this
man, this is a big week for Truth Brothers Radio. A lot of shout outs and some special shout outs in there again.
There it is.
And we got the AD 23 and the birthdays, man. We're there.
And without further ado, this is The Terrible Truth.
This is The Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and the Bomb.
And as we say, greetings and salutations.
This is Kent Clark with The Terrible Truth. Man snatches mic from news reporter and screams, "I'm that nigga," on live TV.
Here we go.
Yes, this
sounds like anyone.
And I know we usually say Regan, but this is reporting the news. Sorry.
Hey, it's in the story. A North Carolina
man. You sure he didn't say I'm that goon?
No, that goony goon goon. No, he didn't say that. And A North Carolina man is facing assault charges for bum rushing a news reporter on live TV.
Yeah, Mo Nice. He's in North Carolina.
Mo, was you up there playing?
Yeah, Mo was up there.
Grabbing her microphone and shouting, "I'm that nigga," into the TV camera. WMBF TV reporter Ashley Taylor was given a live report about crime rates in Myrtle Beach. And on Wednesday, when Justin Moore, 20, Charlotte, rushed in front of the camera, snatched her mic, and shouted the obscenity.
My goodness.
The broadcast quickly ended, and Moore was arrested a few moments later.
And that means he hung around.
He just wanted them to know that's what he do.
He hung around.
He wanted you to know who he was and the occupation that it pays well, too. So anyway, the broadcast quickly ended and Moore was arrested just a few moments later. WMBF reported Moore was charged with third degree assault and battery and released from jail Thursday afternoon on $1,400 bond.
There it is.
Taylor was not hurt and returned to work Thursday, station said, and the news reporter wasn't hurt. In follow-up report, Taylor said the incident taught her to be better aware of her surroundings and reported the victim of...
Really?
She'll never do another news the same.
I saw the video. For her to claim, and the video's funny, man. I'm sorry.
So it was on YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the dude, I wanted to put it up on the Truth Brothers page, but I couldn't get it there fast enough. The guy came in, man. He didn't bum rush her. He snapped the mic, "Gently, excuse me, lady." I'm not, and then just... But they made it that quick.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Gave you the test pattern?
No. They just showed a quick white man just holding two things in his hand. Like, I don't know what's wrong with him. But
here we go.
I'm surprised they didn't hit him with $150,000 to balance out the Zimmerman.
Once again.
Yeah.
Once again.
Aren't you proud?
You know what, man? Look. Y'all are pushing it. That's all I can say. Regan's...
Yeah.
Y'all are pushing it. You're gonna make Martin climb out of the grave.
Yeah.
And just say, you know, I didn't take this.
I didn't take a neck shot for y'all
to do this.
Hey, that Boondocks episode really did.
It really did.
It
really is lost on people. That's a classic. That's a classic episode. You remember that one?
Oh, who don't?
When they said, you know, Malcolm was in a coma. I mean, Martin Luther King was in a coma and came back
and
got to see Soul Plane.
He went ham.
And he went ham on him.
Yeah. And then you really think that this dude took a neck shot, a concrete brick, and every other thing that could be thrown at him for y'all to just get on TV. Thanks for letting me on, Martin. I don't know why we confused, though.
Yeah. Whatever. It's, yeah. 818-514-1202. I mean, that's kind of apropos to the topic tonight. Are we lazy? And that is really some lazy, ignorant mess. Really.
It is. It
Now, look, people going to be people. I get that. There's nothing. I know you're going to scoop behind the person doing the remote, and you're going to wave, hi, mom.
Yeah.
And all you're going to do all of that. But to go up to that lady and boy, what if her heel would have broke?
Yeah, anything.
And yeah, you know, she hit that curb the wrong way.
I'm surprised.
Just silly.
Yeah.
Just
you playing over there in North Kakalaki.
It is.
They don't play that.
Yeah.
Hurt them, yeah. But
yeah. Well, police say alleged robber Facebook photos incriminated him.
How do I know? I think I know where this is going just to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Police in Northport, Florida say a man was arrested for a robbery after uploading Facebook posts with the loot.
Yep.
And pictures of and him holding the gun that linked him to the crime.
Boy, if that ain't
like brain doctors.
Dumb
straight
card.
Up brain doctors.
Dude, how could you?
Yep. Nope. Javon Cummings, 24, and his girlfriend,
yep,
Nicole Catherine Eaton, 22, were arrested for allegedly robbing a Dollar General in March of $3,000. Yeah, Dollar General.
Yep,
and I want them all in nickels. After assaulting one of the store's employees and binding him with duct tape.
Of course.
The newspaper says a detective looking at surveillance videos thought the robbers looked like Cummington Eaton, who had previously had run-ins with the law. A check of photos on Cummings' Facebook page show him holding a wad of cash, wearing what was the police said was the exact same hat as the robber in the store.
Idiot.
There was also video of him brandishing a handgun like the one used in the robbery. Smart. Absolutely genius.
That's a hot
thing. Hey, it's only one thing I can say.
I'm lost for words, man. We are headed so far down.
just stupid.
I'm gonna rob a Dollar General, and I'm gonna take a
Dollar. Who says, hey guys, let's rob the Dollar General?
I know people, everybody,
there
the same
go.
Dude that screamed, "I'm that dude" on the show. But hey, whatever.
Right.
This dude, they robbed the T-shirt, put the T-shirt on, and said Dollar General. And there, baby, I got these from there.
And I can't wait to show my friends on Facebook.
Let's put gangster. Let's put the Dollar General shirts on and take pictures.
Back to back.
With the guns.
There it is.
And say we keep it real.
You know what? Yeah, it's time for a little 818-514-1202. Come on, I know y'all got some terrible truth stories out there. How about some terrible robbery stories? Call in and we'll let your guests commentate.
I'm tired.
It's absolutely depressing.
It is.
It's absolutely depressing. And you know what? He's got parents. They came home from the mill after doing double overtime.
Yeah.
To hear about this.
Yep. Then pops come home and catch a bounty size of toilet tissue in his bathroom. Where do we get all this? Don't worry about it.
Wow.
Wipe your ass.
You're full of...
$3,000. You brag $3,000.
That's enough to put rims on your 84 Cutlass.
There it is.
And that's it. That's all you're gonna do. Let's go get these rims and keep it moving.
Yep. We just can't help it. Just can't help but to be.
Are
stupid.
You happy, people? Are you proud to
okay.
be no shade of color?
Well, you know what? I'm not putting that on black people.
No,
I'm putting that on Regans.
No. I just mean that does this make you happy to be there? Because it's people of that color doing the same thing.
Right.
But we'll
right.
be right back after. We're going to take a real quick break. We'll be right back with Truth Brothers Radio.
That's right. And 951, we see you. We'll get to you after the break. Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio.
Fever Bar. Get the fever. It's the candy bar that's fun to try. It's half smooth white milk chocolate, and the other half is deep dark chocolate.
Wow, it's enormous.
How about cream filling?
That too. Put it in your mouth.
Yes.
Whichever side you crave, pick up a Zebra Bar and let the chocolate melt in your mouth.
Truth Brothers Radio.
The war on terror is a bunch of bullshit. Just a poor excuse for you to use up on your bullets. How much money does it take to really make a full clip? 9-11 building 7, did they really fool it? And a bunch of other cover-ups. Your child's future was the first to go with bunch of cuts. If you think that hurts, then wait, here comes the...
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back. And we are talking about dumb-tarded criminals. And caller, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
This is Tony.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you? Hey, Candace.
Hey, dear. How's it going?
Hello. It's going. I've been missing you guys for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So I had to call in and get my Truth Brother fix.
Hey.
There it is.
That's good. That's good. Well, we heard your show about the discrimination, man. I learned a lot. I've been discriminated a lot and just been passing it up.
Yeah, I know. Haven't we all?
Right.
Yes, haven't we all? So I just thought I'd call in, say hello. But we got a bunch of crazy idiot criminals here. So I was just listening to your last commentary.
Yeah, don't feel bad. It's not just where you're at.
There
it's
you
everywhere.
Go. That's right.
So it's not just your town.
Trust us.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have the ones that want to climb through the roof through heating systems and air conditioning vents.
Them YouTube clips, they were from California, huh?
Yeah.
Actually, we got to claim one of them because it's a guy who robbed a Chuck E. Cheese like that. And, and they were cleaning up at the end of the day, and he fell through the roof where he'd been hiding. So, yeah.
Yeah,
yep. Brain stems. That's all I can tell you.
You robbing Chuck E for his cheese. That's a problem.
That is a big problem.
And all the
time. Well, I'm just glad to be back and listening to you guys. And
we're glad to have you.
I apologize for my absence, but it has been quite busy for me lately. So I just thought I'd take this time to sit in and listen.
Good. Yeah, we'll strap it down because we seen you in your biker jacket. So
yeah. But definitely, yeah, you really want to listen to this because the second half of this Truth Brothers Radio, that question, are we lazy? We really going to get into that. And we're going to actually provide people with a mirror.
There you go.
And just say, hey, look at yourself. And is this real?
There you go.
You know, I think you picked the perfect topic.
Yeah,
perfect.
Thank you. Thank
good.
You.
I really okay. do. I'll be putting myself on mute. I'm going to do some work and listen in, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right.
That's good stuff right there.
Glad to have Tony back, man. She's good people.
Sure. We're going to go ahead and jump into my terrible truth story where a New Jersey couple sues claiming rented house was haunted.
Dead.
Did you sue for that?
I guess. They're going to try it.
Paranormal Activity 4. Lawsuit.
Dirty Jersey. We've got... Jose Chinchilla, 37, and Michelle.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't even gotten your name.
That gets to you, Jose Chinchilla. Oh, yeah.
So what you saying?
Don't worry about it.
What you saying?
I know what I saw, the Virgin Mary.
They found out that rent wasn't going to be in pesos. Oh, yeah.
Hey,
no, it's haunted.
Hey.
It's haunted.
Can I get beyond the first name of the first person that I've read?
Speedy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna do my best to get the story out. If Ray,
they got a Speedy Gonzalez out of there. It is ghost in here. Underlay. Yeah, they did
don't
that.
Get them started. Come
all right,
on,
come
man.
On.
Jose,
everybody in the
and Michelle, Allen, 36 Flint. Left the house in March after staying only 1 week and want their $2,250 security deposit back.
There you go. There you go. Because that was in the terms of the lease agreement.
It was haunted. Everybody into the Ford Focus. Mama, Dada, Papi, Juan, Miguel, Hundo, Santa, Santo, Shinga. Everybody into the Focus.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for any inappropriate remarks that were made and will be made during this broadcast. Why do we always wait
I'm
till
sorry.
It's my turn to do a story?
You have
for
the
y'all
best story.
I'm sorry. I'm
you just sorry. Find the best stories.
That was wrong.
I don't even get to get them out.
All right. I'm sorry.
You ignorant. You ignorant as hell.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Anyway, shut up.
Hey, we just trust
no,
us.
No, you too.
The ones on Facebook, they wasn't Hispanic. They were black. That's okay. We down a point.
Yeah. How do they get all them in them
folks? Okay, so this family wanted to get their $2,200 security deposit back. They claimed they had to endure a series of quote-unquote paranormal activity
and
at
that's
the house.
And them the two words that they used, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Including lights that switch on and off by themselves, clothes.
That's a short. Yeah, that's a short.
I'm sorry, Candace. Oh, we do apologize. Okay, come on. But your stories be great.
Your story, yes, your story.
I don't even
awesome.
Get to tell them.
All right. Yeah, but
shut up.
Emotion system.
No. Look.
Go ahead.
Including lights that switch on and off by themselves, clothes and towels mysteriously ejected from closets, unintelligible whispering. Footsteps in the kitchen and a mysterious force tugging at bed sheets during the night. A hearing before Judge Stephen Nemeth is expected at the end of April.
Yep. I don't know how that's going to go.
Wait, hold on. Backing up their claim is Marianne Brigando, co-founder of New Jersey Paranormal Investigators of Old Bridge, who tells the newspaper that their investigation shows that the house is the site of an active or intelligent haunting, one level above a residual haunting, whatever
right.
that means.
That means that they saw it on Blu-ray.
There it is.
Okay. A pastor, Terrence Sullivan of Element Church in North Brunswick, who has counseled the family through the ordeal and even blessed the house, has concluded that the house has been subjected to a quote-unquote demonic possession.
How did I know that that was coming?
Well, you know.
It's only been three movies made about that. Before that, it was all ghosts until Paranormal Activity said, oh, to be possessed by a demon. Now, demons are what's up.
I got my demon on.
There you go.
In response, orthodontist Dr. Richard Lopez, who owns the house, has filed a countersuit charging that the couple is using this specter of paranormal activity as a cover for personal financial responsibility.
Well, of course,
right.
Yeah.
Dick Lopez,
there you
right.
go. 818-514-1202.
There's more.
Do they deserve to get their rent back? Should they have to? Do they get to lose their deposit? You guys give us a call and tell us.
Now, here's what the landlord has to say.
I'm all for you. Pay more.
The landlord says, in short, he claims that they can't afford the place, and now they want their money back.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, his attorney says no one has ever claimed before that the house is spooked.
Let me ask you, did you say earlier that the house actually resided over, quote-unquote, some residual haunting
ground? Yeah, that's what the spectronomicon lady said.
Yeah.
Okay.
She said it's a level over a residue haunting. This is a higher level. And then the pastor said he went to New Jersey. So they seen paranormal activity. And then I bet you they found out about the Amityville Horror, because the Amityville Horror happened in New Jersey.
Well, I thought it was Connecticut.
Was it Connecticut? I thought it was Jersey.
Maybe I'm thinking of the haunting in Connecticut.
I could have sworn that was in Jersey.
Amityville was in New York.
No, that was in Jersey.
818
No, New York.
Four,
there
one,
you
two,
go.
Zero,
right.
Two.
I could
whoever
be right.
The
whatever
right
it is, they rented
the right
it and then said, this will get us out of deposit back. Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
but here's the thing. I promise you,
he paid his first rent and paid.
Okay, well, let me read on so we can figure the rest of that out. Yeah,
sorry.
Got more. No problem. Callan counters by saying that she would not have plunked down $4,000 for a security deposit and rent just to pick up and leave 7 days later unless something was seriously going on.
Yeah, that job fell through.
Yeah, well, you know.
I thought it was $2,500.
That was the security deposit, so they probably tried to get
the first rent,
but they probably didn't pay that.
I got you.
Right. I would not have hired a moving truck, packed and unpacked, had my mother take off time from work to watch the kids.
Sure you would.
She tells the newspaper. The whole idea was to get a nice big home for the kids, but there's no way I'm going back there. The couple claimed their lives would be in mortal danger if they attempted to move back into the house. The ordeal has also taken a toll on Chinchilla's health, they say. He was briefly hospitalized for panic attacks associated with his experiences inside the home. In 1976,
We can't buzz him for that. Because, see, here's the thing. Because
he got up that morning, went to the closet, and his outfit jumped into his arms.
You're putting this on today. Okay. I'm sorry.
818-514-1202. Is it a haunting?
I personally don't believe in hauntings. I don't. That's my belief.
That's where I'm at.
But I'm not going to say that it didn't happen to them.
You're not going to say that.
Because the brain does play tricks on you, and they could have a mental capacity to believe in that, and then they see something
and want
to
believe it.
Once
the job fell through and they got to go.
Yeah. But
I got the dude say other people have rented the place and was fine as long as they was employed.
Did they say that the job fell through?
Of course they're not going to say that. That's
okay,
for the
so
court to
know.
Figure out.
All right, well, then who's your last employer? There you go.
Hey, man, whatever.
Well, your outfit.
Whatever.
Hey, I'm
telling
you.
Look, not to be mean. I mean, maybe some people do believe that.
Right.
And that's fine.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm like this. Someone starts tugging on my covers and folding my clothes. They better come up with half a mortgage.
There you go.
That's all I'm saying. Hey, no one rides for free.
So if Toby in your house.
Toby in my house, Toby going, hey, man, go to the Dollar General.
And bring me some nickels.
Bring me some nickels. That's all I'm saying.
Hey,
you plunk a lot of money down on a house.
No doubt.
And to be, hey, man, I'm trying to sleep. I got to go to work in the morning.
And I'm sure you got hunting to do elsewhere.
Right. So how come the spirit never go? How come you never hear about the spirit just making mortgage payments disappear? Float over to Chase and make the mortgage payments disappear. Why does the ghost always got to be mean to the people that move in? How come they can't say, oh, I like them. They're cool.
Okay,
demonic possession. Let's just say a group of Satan worshippers move into the house. Wouldn't the demon be pleased?
But then again, you got to believe it. See, here we go. Now we delving and putting
sure.
Up. Sure. Okay,
it's terrible.
So here
it's
we
terrible.
Go. If you're going with that logic, then you have to say that the demonic entity that's in the house is going with, okay, I own this house. I don't care who you worship. I run this house. Get out of my house.
Right.
There you go.
But then he can't stop when they tear it down.
Yeah, whatever.
He never makes the wrecking ball go away.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I smell bull.
I'm just if you always hear about the hauntings where it's always so bad, where are the hauntings where it's always so good? They make the ghosts make breakfast in the morning. I like the family so much, I floated over to Bank of America and made their mortgage disappear.
It was a movie where it was some spirits that came into the house, and they was protective of the family that moved into there.
But they never made a payment.
The others.
But they never made a payment.
They helped the family, and the ladies was already dead. But then again,
they never made a payment.
Whatever.
Hey, I'm just saying.
How are ghosts going to pay you with bubble money? I don't even know.
I'm saying. You like them. They always can find a way to run them away. Hey, make the bill collectors run away. Make the gas man run away.
So if they come through, all right, we don't own the house no more. Let's tear it down and make a parking lot over.
Right. Then make them go away. Right. Doing the same thing. Hey, man, I can't work here.
I can't tell this building down from the outside.
Because of the whisperings is, in the inside.
That makes no sense.
That's where I'm at.
On to the next story.
Now, we're going to go ahead and get another break in because the ghost took up all the time. But then again, 818-514-1202.
Have anybody ever
I want to hear other people's right.
Anything
ever happened to you guys out there in your house? Because nothing's ever happened to me. And I just don't buy it because I got to make a Chase ain't going to accept that.
I got a ghost story, but
okay,
I will
cool.
see
we'll
when
do
we come
when
back.
Come back.
Right.
True Brothers Radio.
True Brothers Radio.
Martin King, Lutheran dreams. The young Denzel, the way I move through scenes. I'm like a preacher that once was a fiend. A story of change that came with wings. Pretty as the skyline, the sky is my eyeline. Son of the most over up high.
Hello, this is Candace, producer of Truth Brothers Radio, here to inform you of a global epidemic that has afflicted millions of people throughout the ages. FUD, fucked up dome disease. It starts at birth and progressively gets worse as the person ages. Everyday people that you know suffer from FUD, like that guy at the grocery store, that girl that you work with, that weird kid that rides your school bus every day.
Oh, look at his head.
People that you know and love. Admit it. There is definitely someone you know and love who suffers from FUD. Famous celebrities such as Tyra Banks, Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, Forrest Whitaker, Steven Seagal, Val Kilmer, Rosie O'Donnell, Paula Deen are plagued with having FUD. Many FUD sufferers live in denial by stating that they just have a lot on their mind. But it's simply not true. For just 72 cents a day, you can help control FUD by providing these FUD victims with the necessary items, such as extra large hats, helmets, scarves, paper bags, to help these people cope with this incurable disease. Won't you help support Truth Brothers in our never-ending fight to control FUD and make a difference by calling 888-BIG-HEAD. That's 888-244-4323. Stop staring. Start caring. FUD. Just give a damn.
Why do our kids have FUD?
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio, we're back.
Woogity boogity.
But real quick, I said I had a ghost story. I guess it did to me. I was at my previous apartment, and it was the door would close on its own. Right,
okay.
I knew it would close on its own. Right, so I had company over one day, right, and they were staying, whatever. But anyway. The door, I left it. I purposely left it open because I knew this person was like terrified of like paranormal things or whatever.
Right.
So I purposely left the door. We chilling, and the bedroom door just slammed shut like boom.
Right.
I'm talking everything was it's time to go because I feared it too. Like wait, that's never happened before.
That was never that hard.
Foul. I'm like, oh my God. And then I went to the light and I flicked the light a couple times. Like what is this? What is going on in here? Man, dude, have you ever seen somebody panic where they just got up and ran into everything that they couldn't do? Tripping over stuff. Come on, I can't find the keys. The door won't open.
since you tell us stories, I'm gonna tell you a story. And this is when I was a kid and believed in such things, but I was all of like 8 years old, right?
Right.
So for my birthday, my parents got me this ventriloquism dummy.
There you go.
Okay.
Don't play around.
No, I thought it was cool, so I would go and make the thing talk. You know, I'm a kid thing. I'm running around. It was my buddy. It was my pal, right?
Yep.
So one night, go to sleep. I got the thing in the bed with me. And, man, it had to be about 2, 3 in the morning, middle of the night, right? And I woke up, and I swear to God, it didn't seem like I was dreaming. To me, it seemed real as hell.
Right.
But I remember I woke up, and I turned around, and I looked at the thing, and the head was backwards. The head was looking at the wall.
Yeah.
And the head turned around.
It's time to get the hell out of there.
And smiled at me. And, man, and the thing had a gap in its teeth, but when it smiled, that gap was gone, and it just was looking at me smiling.
Like,
man,
did you enjoy last night?
Scared the hell. I couldn't move. I was terrified in the morning. As soon as some sun came in, yep, that thing went to the back of the closet where it was never seen from again.
Dude, I don't mess around with those. Like, okay, we one more. So, I remember my auntie, crazy thing. My auntie, shout out to TT Tiger. Hey, TT. But she had a dummy, a ventriloquist dummy that was at my grandmother's house, right? And he had like the old black tuxedo with the red bow tie.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, white shirt, whatever, right? And he had red hair and whatever. And you pulled the string to make his mouth move or whatever like that, right? So my grandma had a part in her basement where the laundry room is. It's a door.
Right.
And you go in there, and to the side, it's pitch black in there, and it's like under the stairs.
Right.
And the dummy would just be chilling right there.
Oh,
what's up, dog? And just be sitting like
welcome to Toby's world.
And but it was crazy when we come into my grandmother's house. Everybody has to put their coat
in that
room. Hey, somebody put my coat in there, because every time I go in there, it's like he's just focusing on me. Like, hey, I know, where's he at? And I got to a point, I just opened the door, put my jacket in there, drop it, and close it.
Right.
And they thought it was funny, so they, no, hang your coat up. I can't reach the pole. One of y'all hang my jacket up, because I'm not doing it. You're going to beat me, but I'm not going in there. Plain and simple.
See, that's funny. That's funny. When I was a kid at my grandparents' house, they had a part in their basement that had a little it was like a little closet. It was just a little space where they had like some of the pipes. They ended up turning it into a bathroom later,
mm-hmm.
but it was just this little dark area where they had these pipes, and they had a gas mask in there, man. And they told me that was the gas mask monster. Dog, and then one of my aunts would sneak in there, put the thing on with the raincoat, and come out. Man, you talking about killing a 6-year old, man. And every time I get to acting a little, hey, you want to go in there with the gas mask monster? No, thank you. and then like across because like I-57 cuts through my grandmother's block. So across the expressway, it used to be a bunch of steel mills and everything. And at night, you could see the night shift working in the steel mill, so you could see the sparks and all of that in the plant. And they told me that's where the gas mask monster lived, where he take children.
You got
man.
The holes.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God. That thing scared the hell out of me, man. And then when I was in the Marines, right, so we go through CS training, we got to get gas.
Yeah.
I was a little with the gas mask for about a minute or so. It reminded me of that.
Like, get back.
And then I got to put this thing on. It was,
Dude, I mean, to this day, like, everybody does something like, because to me, I prank everybody in the house. Like,
I
remember one time at my mom's house, right? So my mom does. You can't startle my mom. Like, I startle my mom all the time. My mom and my sister-in-law. Shout out to Monique too. But I'll be like, we have a closet upstairs, right? And I'll be in the closet. I'll just chill there where the towels and the linen and everything is, right? So I close the thing, but I will wait for somebody to come open. I will sit in there for like 15 minutes and just wait for somebody to open it. Right?
Oh,
that's some ignorant.
Now you gonna make me.
So hold on real quick. So my mom got the iron and she's putting it back in the linen closet. She opens it up, and I say, hey, you know we out of towels, but she don't, she don't see that. She,
hot iron. That's right. Iron Man. That's right.
She stood there, and the fear that was in her face, sometimes you wish you have a phone at the time, because if I would have recorded that, that would have been a ringtone. Like,
there you go. 818-514-1202. Let's hear about your childhood scares. I gotta do a confession here, man. When my daughter Imani was potty training, we put the potty in the bathroom next to the big pot, you know, so she would do her thing, right? So I had bought them a Star Wars bank, and I'm thinking this thing is so damn cool. It was a Darth Vader. And when you put the coin in, the Empire music started playing. Darth Vader started breathing, and then he raises his arm, and then the lightsaber comes out, and then he starts swatting it at you, saying, I can see the Force is strong with you, know, all that, all the stuff, right? And she was all a two.
Okay.
She didn't find it funny. She didn't find it cool.
Like it.
She didn't like it at all.
Okay.
So she had finally going to the bathroom, so she got up, I gotta go to the pot, and chuckled her little butt on to the pot, right?
Right.
So she's in the bathroom with the door open, sitting on the little pot. So I crept up down the hallway with the Darth Vader.
That is just,
put a penny in, and you hear the dun 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 dun. Dun.
That is
And then I walked it around the corner. Let's just say she filled the pot up that day. She was mad at me, man.
You know the best part about having kids
is sharing them.
Yes.
That's why you have kids, to torture them the way you were tortured.
That
dude,
is just wrong.
You get to live out your childhood through your kids. I swear, I had a, we got some money?
Yes, yeah, but go ahead, finish your statement.
All right, we got somebody there, then I'll go to
him. Okay, here we go. Hey, Carla, you on with True Brothers. What's your name?
What's going on, man? It's Bo Nice from South Carolina, baby. What's up?
That's what I'm talking about, my dog. Hey, usually we'll play like we don't know the callers, but I gotta tell y'all, this is my man right here. Okay. Me and this dog go way back, Okinawa. Making music. Oh, dude, we had the hottest group in Japan, dog.
Right.
The hottest group in Japan. Yep. That's my dog.
Hey, man, I just wanted to call you, man, and just let you know how proud I am of you and Candace and your man and y'all doing y'all thing, man. Y'all definitely doing your thing.
Thank you much.
Love.
And for those who don't know, he's a hot DJ in North Carolina and Miami, and the man puts it down. Big time.
Hey, I'm trying, man. I'm definitely trying. But, I mean, man, it's just, you know, I know, you know, people have been calling in and, you know, expressing how they feel about the different topics, and I don't even know what the topic is right now, but like I say, man, I just definitely want to call and let you know how proud I am of all of y'all, because a lot of people out there, they talk about doing different things, but y'all are definitely putting it down. I can't wait for the day that y'all win awards and a lot of multiple things start happening, man, and like I say again, you know, a lot of people are going to hate, but definitely the people who are definitely in your corner, they need to express how they feel about you. And, dog, like I say, I'm proud of you.
Thank you
no
very
true
much,
words
man. That was nice,
thank
man.
You. That's what's up.
That is love.
That is awesome, ain't it, man? And since he led into that, again, man, please leave your comments on Facebook. Give us your reviews on iTunes. pass around the YouTube clips, because we got we'll be up to like 6-7 YouTube clips now.
Something like that.
Yeah, and get them and pass them around to your friends, to your coworkers. You, especially, we asked y'all last week if you know some flood victims to go ahead and put them
put them up there on the wall. And I know you be on the bus catching that CTA or whatever you're catching, and you will catch a flood victim easily.
Yeah.
So yeah, get them with your camera phone, put them on True Brothers wall, and hey, we don't discriminate, we don't care, we bring real.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
We're doing this. Well, YouTube, we work. We work here. We put up YouTubes. We put up video clips. We do it all because we work. This is entertainment. But, yeah, definitely shout out to Mo Nice again, man.
That's my man.
Take time out this day to congratulate three slaves. No, I'm just I'm playing.
Man.
But real quick, we had to get right back to terrorizing my kid. Like, we have, like, old Halloween stuff in the house, right?
Right.
So my brother and my two nephews and my son was all at the house one day at my mom's house, and we all just playing with them all together, and at the end of the day, we take all the haunted house stuff, and it's this one lady who has like only a head and two floating arms, and it's motion sensitive.
Okay.
So I would just turn all the lights off upstairs. Hang it on something because she stays there and she floats her arms and everything
right.
Move around. So when they come around the corner, the lady head drops in the arms and she looks like she's reaching
mess.
For him.
Oh
man, I got my son just bolted. Get out!
You scarring people. You scarring.
Ah, and he breaks. But his was crazy. The two oldest boys break. The youngest one stands there and say no.
Right, like, that's right. Because I'm too young to know to be scared. That's cool. That's
but
good.
But he fears things. But he's just like nah.
Yeah, he
no.
he fears things like the cookie jar.
There you go.
You know, but yeah. Oh man, my dad was good with the scares, man.
Oh yeah, pranks is great.
And every kid got that phobia about going down in the basement, right?
Yeah.
So my dad, he sneaks down in the basement. We don't know he down there, right?
Right.
And my mom says, okay, Ray, go down there in the basement and bring up the clothes. I don't want to do that. Nobody wants to do that. And the light switch at the top of the basement stairs doesn't work. So you have to go down the flight of stairs and hit the switch at the bottom of the stairs.
Mm.
So you would always sneak down and reach your hand around, flip the switch.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I go down there, I put my hand around, and my dad is standing right in front of the switch. So I hit his face. My hand hits his face. And I'm like, oh, you know, I should do the Shaggy.
Oh, that was something else.
Oh, man, yeah. Oh, I grew up in a house of pranks. So that, yeah, we always.
I hate being scared. That's why I have no
stories. We got to just tell our prank stories, man. I think.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we can do pranks. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, we got a bunch of prank stories. So, yeah, I know we are really tearing through this terrible truth. So, yeah. I mean, but if we wanted to, I got this crazy story that I really wanted to read.
Okay, well, go ahead.
It was really. Yeah, check this out. A new book called Tyrone Pastor advises black women to stay single. Pastor Jomo K. Johnson.
Here we go.
Yeah, penned his new book called Call Tyrone, Why Black Women Should Remain Single, in response to what he witnessed within his North Philadelphia flock. Single black women are abundant in his church.
Of course they are.
In a reflection of the larger urban neighborhood in which his congregation resides, the minister believes that previous books have addressed this widespread problem, but have failed to tackle the issue from a deeply religious perspective. Call Tyrone aims to change that. I know that African American women make up such a large number of African American church, and they are not finding how to hold relationships. How to hold husbands. I feel like there's a strong need for the subject to be spoken about from a pastoral standpoint, Johnson said in an interview with Christian Post.
Really?
People have talked about it from a social standpoint, but I think it's important to address it from a Christian pastoral standpoint. Johnson provides that absent Christian perspective
on the single black woman phenomenon has been reported on so widely by including biblical passages to support his ideas without being too Bible heavy, as he puts it. Johnson used Carl Tyrone to counter criticisms that the black church keeps black women single.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I just had to get that.
818-514-1202. You think that's a fair charge?
Yeah.
Hey.
I don't know. I would know why the pastor would want the women to stay single. Keeps the sin down. So
really, you think? Yes. Yeah.
Dude, I'm look.
You can't covet what ain't married, huh?
There you go. There's a difference. Hey, you want to know the difference between the black and the white churches? White churches get your kids. Black churches get your wife.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Hey.
Wow.
Keeping it 130.
Yeah, he is.
Keeping it 130.
Yeah, he's got a point.
Yeah.
Them
he's got a point.
Go after all the children.
Yeah, they make them altar boys and they altar them.
Yeah.
But in the black church, yeah.
How's Miss Johnson? Never mind. Bring her to the pew. We got to talk about.
We got to minister on to him again. Hey, okay. Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you guys this, and everybody else out there. 5141202. You come home from work after a nice hard day's work, and there's Pastor Reverend Downlow sitting there ministering to your wife once a week. How you feel about that? Honestly.
Honestly. I'm gonna have to lay hands on him biblically. Unbiblically. I don't like the fact. Dude, I put it to you,
Candace,
like this. A pastor is still a man.
I'm with you. Candace.
And we need to tackle this issue on the True Brothers one day, too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Candace.
Oh, no. Look, I was into Devon's response to it.
Right.
Oh, I mean, I can get deep into it.
Yeah, no. Well, how you feel?
We got to feel.
I mean, I guess it all depends. You know, I mean, I probably would have a slightly raised eyebrow on the situation, but it would also depend on Reverend. You know, and just how far along they're getting.
I don't know, because I seen Friday. And Bernie Mac was over at the midget man's house.
There you go.
Getting it cracking with Miss Parker.
Whatever you got to do with the church or whatever, no man should be in my house when I'm not home. Period. Point blank.
Point blank.
I come home and he's there.
From the manure.
Hey, man, you got to go. But I was just here talking to your wife. No, you got to go.
Y'all having trouble times. See, that's
yeah.
that. I don't like that at all.
Yeah. I mean, if you are doing God's work and you are shepherding your flock, I got no problem with that. But there's also a thing of respect. And you're supposed to respect that man's home. And you should not be in there if he's not there.
But
now, he downstairs watching the game and y'all in the living room, that's a totally different deal. But if he's at work and he's down there mentoring, no, not comfortable with that at all.
I totally agree with you. It's just the fact that how can I tackle this without going into the religious part of it?
I don't. Hey, go there, True Brothers Radio. But I don't want to say fishing for information, but she's telling you everything within our marriage, and
I don't like my business out there.
Right.
It's my business.
Short of, no, don't get me wrong, short of, if he's hitting her, definitely, something out of the,
regular
realm of marriage. But I'm talking about, he always complaining about the gas bill. No, he don't need to know that. He don't need to know that.
And he won't give me money? That
type
of stuff?
He won't cuddle with me. He don't need to know that. That ain't none of his business.
Pastor Cuddle with you is always asking for questions. I got you.
But again, hey, this portion of True Brothers Radio was also brought to you by Reverend John Downlow's book, I Walk With Jesus, because he doesn't have a car. And I'll roll back and...
Dollar General.
Right.
And it's also brought to you by Bobby Christina's Other Brother Lover Rubbers. For when your stepbrother look too damn good.
There you go.
We are going.
Hey, take it
man.
There.
Man.
Hey, Bobby Christina. Why does it? I've had this for a while now.
First off, let's just go while we... She's doing her adopted brother.
She's doing him. Well.
Get married to him.
Oh.
She's doing him. We didn't set him up on a date. She's seen him just come out the shower.
But when your adopted brother look too damn good, yes, that's why they call other brother lover rubbers.
Yeah. Hey,
sometimes you
got to
eat the chips.
Yeah, sometimes you got to protect yourself from the non-incest.
There you go.
Slightly.
Yeah.
Is that incest?
Technically, yes.
Yikes.
But it's not blood. But whatever.
Yeah, but technically. I mean, Greg and Marsha shouldn't happen. But it probably did.
Greg and Marsha?
Yeah.
I would have said that should have happened. They ain't real. I'm just saying. Hey,
yes, man.
Hey, whatever.
Greg was a winner. Greg had 3 years of winning.
I guess.
Greg had 3 good years.
We are really going into the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, we are.
I'm just saying.
Right, we got four minutes left.
Yeah, well, anyway, let's describe. We're going to go into, in a minute, we'll be jumping into our second hour. And again, our second hour is called Are We Lazy?
That's right.
And we really want to get into a part of how do we cope with things and we so comfortable with things the way they are where nobody wants to change nothing and it's
or do we love to fool ourselves?
That, exactly.
You know what killed me? The big sexy that's all the 350 in the tight spandex pants standing at the bus stop with everything squat and you are just too damn and she just too damn sexy
but
we'll go right by that LA Fitness.
But you know what though? In their eyes, in their
friend.
See, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
True, and I'm not talking about hurting your self esteem. Everyone should have great self esteem.
True.
But there's a certain point when you delude yourself. I'm the hottest singer out there, yet you can't hold a tune in a bucket. But you won't take voice lessons or go to the choir or learn.
Better yet, to me, the biggest thing to me is, which I really want to get into, why are schools raising your kids?
Yeah.
That's why
you
don't
right.
do it. Why are you
right.
putting the responsibility on teachers and
to raise
I'm not
going to
teach my son to
raise
read.
Them, not discipline them,
yeah.
but raise them.
Yeah.
Because the minute they discipline them, now you up there
what
ready
are you
to
doing
fight.
Beating my son? And what you mean he got a D+? Aren't you teaching anything here? Aren't you teaching anything
right.
at home? So
you have to have that reinforcement.
I'm just saying. So we will be getting into that though. It's something that just that's
no,
one thing that
no.
they irks me a lot, man. Because I see a lot. I know a couple of my friends are teachers, and I have a teacher who's a family member, and
right.
they have stories that's just ridiculous to me.
Oh, I'm sure.
True, and we'll be jumping
sure.
all into that on the second hour of Truth Brothers Radio, and we'll be back after this.
Coolest nigga, what? Hell. That's enough.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'm fearless, now hear this. I'm earless, and I'm peerless. That means I'm eyeless, which means I'm tearless. Which means my iris resides where my ears is. Which means I'm blinded, but I'ma find it. I can feel its nearness, but I'm a beer. So I don't come near, like a chicken or a deer. But I remember I'm not a listener or a seer, so my windshield smear. Here you steer, I really shouldn't be behind this. Clearly cause my blindness.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Don't you put it in your mouth, don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you stop it in your face, don't stop it in your face. Though it might look good to eat, though it might look good to eat. And it might look good to taste, and it might look good to taste. You could get sick, yuck, real quick, ick, real sick, real ick. Don't you put it in your mouth, uh-uh. Tell you ask someone you love, that's right, sis. If it's okay to eat, if it's okay to eat, like a muffin or a beach.
Like a muffin or a beach.
If you don't know just what it is, remember boys and girls,
don't put it in your mouth.
Yeah. Always ask someone you love before you put anything in your mouth.
A message from the Sandusky.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained? Are you?
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Divine.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And if you ain't heard, you can also hit us up on our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
We're also standing by on Facebook. I got the chat room open on Blog Talk and Twitter via comments.
All right.
So we're going to delve right back into...
Are we lazy?
Are we?
Isn't that the question to ask? Are we lazy? And I say affirmatively yes.
I was going
to
say the simple answer. Yeah. Yeah.
Three for three. Okay. Well, that is. Right. Okay.
I think we...
Good night, lady. Oh, no.
Yeah. Close show. Not living
but,
the truth,
yeah,
brother.
Right. I believe, and I'm not talking about, we're not breaking off into women. We're not breaking off into black people. Are we lazy?
As Americans, as a people. All together.
A country. Are we lazy?
No color, no gender, none of that. Just people in general. Are we lazy? Are we unorganized? It's crazy. I think I was telling you, I think about a week ago, how I was watching an event that was on television. And you know how most people, if they singing along with a musician or something like that,
right,
it's like it's supposed to be on beat with everything,
right,
that's going on. And this was just a small, subtle hint for me that it was over here, an event was over here in America, and these people were trying to chant, but everybody was off beat.
Okay.
But when they went overseas to China, on beat, on time, and the entire arena.
The entire arena
was on cue, and it came out crystal clear that you can hear what 17,000 people were saying.
Right. Now, you know what, as you say that, sometimes things like that are cultural, and I'll give you an example. Back in the late 80s to early 90s, when hip-hop was first going to Japan and the Japanese was first getting exposed to a lot of hip-hop music, it had this profound effect on them.
Mm-hmm.
Before the Rolling Stones went to Japan and they did their concert, now in Japan it would be considered rude and it would go against etiquette to jump up cheering, lighting candles, doing everything that they do here.
Right.
Okay.
And Mick Jagger and them didn't get it and was offended because everybody just sat there like they wasn't into it.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to been put up to the fact that no, they're giving you respect. When they don't do that, they're giving you respect. But when we matter of fact, man, I wish Mo would call back. We went to see Public Enemy over there, and Public Enemy, especially in the heyday, music was so geared to get you hyped and get into that nerve that make you.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was the craziest thing, man. You could see Chuck hanging over the stage, and the bodyguards are holding him, right? And he's doing Rebel Without a Pause. And you just see this sea of people just throwing their fist in the air to Rebel Without a Pause, man. And it shocked people over there because no one is supposed to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
And but the music just moved them to do that.
Right.
So maybe, you know, them chanting on beat in China might be something that's just more apt to what they want to do.
Yeah.
But I do get what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, as far as like, even if they're going to chant though, and this, I mean, just chanting the name.
Right.
And it's like, we won't even take the time. All right, people, let's get some structure here and say it on beat. But, you know, that's just a small taste of how I look at this country.
Right.
Or whatever, as being, we're lazy. We don't care about the way the educational system is over there is a lot different from what it is over here. We don't care about the kids' education.
Huh.
Here.
Okay.
We
go in there. We gonna get that real with it.
We gonna go everywhere too.
Okay.
Let's
well, here's the reason why they don't care about the educational system here. One of the reasons is they're not training you to be thinkers. They're training you to be drones. They want you working the cash register at the Walmart. They don't want you innovating the next new technology.
Right.
Not everybody. They want a certain percentage.
Right.
And they funneled a certain percentage into that type of stuff. But everybody else, they want you checking. They want you to be a consumer, and you either buying stuff with your money, or you working for your money. And you, they don't want you saving. They don't want you to save here.
No,
and I mean, they want you to, as you get it, you spend it, and they try to give you just enough to spend, just enough to keep going. I mean, how many people in America, honestly, are living from hand to mouth? Honestly,
yeah.
Even though you might, even though it might seem like you're doing good, a lot of people got the nice house, got the cars. But you know what Minister Farrakhan said one time, like, you know, a lot of people like to act all bougie, but you only two checks away from being that person with the box.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's true.
No doubt. I mean, but that all goes back to my question, though, is why don't we, if we are expecting the teachers in that school to raise our kids, why are we expecting the teacher to raise our kids, and then when the kid comes home with a D, you haven't helped the teacher or reinforced anything the teacher has been teaching the kid.
Mm.
The kid comes home, say, "Oh, I ain't got homework, forget it." And you like, you don't take the time. You're lazy. You won't call the teacher up or
right.
say, "Hey, did they have homework when they get home?"
Exactly.
You're not going to the PTA meetings. You're not doing none of these things to go to drive the fact home that your kid, hey, he has these type of issues. He has this type of work ethic, and he needs to be taken care of as far as the educational system. But
yeah,
we have a caller. Caller, what's your name?
Hey, caller.
Hello, it's Southern Justice.
Justice.
Oh, what's going on, man?
Yeah.
What's going on, bro?
Yeah, the lazy aspect. I mean, society has set us up, you know, to a degree to be extremely lazy. Everything from nutrition to thinking, our thought process. I mean, everything is faster, instant gratification through all these fast food chains and all that. It kind of sets the tone to a degree of how you're going to behave, you know what I mean? You're running around with logic and you don't even have the energy to go ahead and do what you need to do. I mean, to show your child after work how, you know, to do their homework. I mean, like that comedian was making mention, you know, that the teacher told him to give him a zero and give his father one too for one to show him how to do
That's
the work.
That's right, right.
Hey.
But yeah, I mean, I guess it all starts with, you know, more or less, you know, the mindset and how you're thinking. And nutrition plays a factor into, you know, how you set the tone of the day.
Big time, big time. When you're eating, nothing but Twinkies and you're eating all this fast food, McDonald's, Burger King, and Taco Bell isn't designed to give you energy to get through your day. It's designed to slow you down.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a steak, when you have the steak McMuffin, or whatever in the morning, and then you turn around and have a burger at lunch, and then you turn around and you eat a nice big pork chop for dinner. All that meat is sitting in your stomach, and all it's doing is just draining off your energy because your body is struggling to process all that meat.
Yeah.
Right, and you're not using it as a source of, you know, food should be consumed as a source of energy to drive
That's right.
you throughout the day to, you know,
That's
to do
right.
whatever it is that you have to do, you know, and you use that as a source of energy, like the messenger said back, you know, eat to live, don't live to eat, you know. And
That's right.
I was just going to tell them to pick up that book. If anybody gets a chance, pick up a book, How to Eat to Live.
It's two books, and get them both because you need them. And just like he was saying, you know, when I was in the Marines, before we had a run or before we had a physical fitness test, the night before, the chow hall would serve spaghetti or some carbs.
Right.
So you would have that energy in the morning to do your best.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, the way you eat and how you plan your diet is designed to help you. A lot of people think that to get big and to do all that, you got to eat all that meat, and that's not true.
That's not true.
Most bodybuilders, when they want to get ready for a competition and cut up, they go vegetarian. Because that's going to
depletion, protein depletion, all that stuff. I mean, you're getting down and getting lean. I mean, food is genetics made to be a source of energy. I mean, you use that to get by in stages throughout the day. I mean,
that's right.
You take a couple of small meals and use that as a source of energy. Just like the same concept of a car, you put the wrong oil and gas in the car, it's not going to perform right. Just like
exactly.
You
and you know what,
whatever
though, bro?
You're eating, I mean, your brain doesn't function right. You know, your neurotransmitters ain't connected. I mean, things just don't seem to factor in right. If you and it all starts with the nutrition, you know.
And that you got a point there, and it's just because like I was going back to saying we're just so lazy because now that we expecting to get our energy, we won't even work out for get this 5-hour energy drink. We don't want to chew gum. We got the Zovibre strips now.
Right.
We don't want yogurt. We'll get Go-Gurt because it's too hard to put the spoon in there. I'd rather just slurp it through a straw.
That's
this
right.
This entire country is just late. Everything
and
is
and
designed.
It's chemically tearing you apart. That's right.
You have all energy, you're just crashing, and you're just working off a false sense of energy. I mean, in essence, you know, and what happens in those cases, too, with all these synthetic energy drinks and all that stuff is that you tend to actually you become in like a catabolic stage, you know, where you're storing muscle and burning fat, you know, you're not mm-hmm. really your metabolism isn't speeding up, enabling you to burn fat. So a lot of that stuff, I mean, they promote is more or less for the downfall of our society. And you get discouraged, and then you start taking on like psychological problems because here it is, you know, you're 300 pounds and you're 5'7", but you're trying to make the effort to go in there, but you're just you're honeycombed with all this foolishness about take this drink or drink these protein, all that stuff is made to kind of jack you up, and you take
on
long term problems in the end with all these Gasparri protein powders and all that stuff. And you see a lot of people now are getting like Crohn's disease and colitis and all that because they continuously think that they need this, these bogus protein powders to store muscle mass. I mean, the only way you can really is eating clean, eating some wholesome foods, and maintaining a good workout. I mean, mm-hmm. you don't need to be beyond what your body asks you to be. I mean, if you're 5'10", you got a pretty good size frame, whatever it may be. You don't need to pile on, 30 pounds of extra mm-hmm. muscle. Your body doesn't really want you to have that. I mean, your knees, your ankles, and your feet are going to start recognizing, hey, look, I'm supposed to be actually 175, but I'm 230 because you're carrying on, synthetic weight, and it's not
that's
natural.
Right. That's right. Once again, Justice, you've done it again, man. That's why you fam.
Yeah.
You are fam.
Much love to my man, Justice, man.
Yeah. So, you know what? Here's a little food for thought for everybody.
Okay.
Everybody says to get bigger and they want to gain weight or they want to gain muscle and all that, and they tell you to eat meat and they tell you to eat steak because steak got protein. But the steak is a cow. Where did the cow get all the protein from? And what does the cow eat?
Grass.
All the biggest animals on the earth don't eat meat.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the biggest animals on the earth don't eat meat. So you got to figure out why. All you using the cow for is as a middleman.
And you know what's crazy? You were just about to say it. You have to figure out. You have to do the research.
Right.
You have to find all of these things out. You're too lazy to find out why. Man, hey, I want some of that steak, but it came from the cow. Cow's big. Cow don't eat steak. My brain hurts. So real quick, just something for y'all to have a brain pop on. We'll be right back. We've got to take another quick break from Truth Brothers Radio.
Another inebriated beat. You know what time it is, straight for the street.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Look, crack, don't mess with that. Speed, don't mess with that. Whack, don't mess with that. Free, don't mess with that. Knowledge, yeah, mess with that. Charge, yeah, mess with that. College, yeah, mess with that. Dog, yeah, mess with that. Feelings, don't mess with that. Crying, don't mess with that. Feelings, don't mess with that. Lying, don't mess with that. Meditation, mess with that. Forgiveness, mess with that. Education, mess with that. Hip hop, we loving that. I rhyme for respect, y'all.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Jones Barbecue Foot Massage. Jones Barbecue Foot Massage. Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get their feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's friable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was friable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry something other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get?
nothing. If it fit through the dough, I'll put it in the fry. Hell, this is a dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meat. Took my money, made me pay child support. Come on down here and get you a slice. Once they get your social security number, it's over. Motivated. So, friends, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. Success is the rule down here. Jones, good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, bigasstruckrentalandstorage.com/Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage .html.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
You know how we do, Rockefeller. Forever.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Catch me skating through your town, putting it down. Y'all relating? No waiting, I'll make your block infrared hot. I'm like Satan. Y'all feel a nigga struggle? Y'all think a nigga luddle? Hustle behind the wheel, trying to escape my trouble. Can't stop the greeting me. I'm talking sweet the keys, cursing the very God.
Truth Brothers Radio. Back in the middle of the second. Back into the middle of the second hour. We're talking about being lazy.
There you go.
Laziness.
And Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage is not good for your muscle mass.
I'm just saying. No. Motivate
you, though.
Yeah. Make me pay child support. Give all my money.
818-514-1202. Are we lazy? Do we do everything we can do to be the best? Or do we just like to delude ourselves and just say we're the best?
Dude,
how many rappers out there just believe that they the
dude,
best? And
let's not even go with rappers. Here's what's crazy about, because rappers, to me, go into a certain color.
Okay.
Let's just go with the United States of America.
There
let's
you
just go there with these states that seem to be united real fast, right? We would win. Here's what's crazy. We would win a championship, NBA championship, and say we're the world champions.
There you go.
We win a championship that happened in these states. Nowhere, the closest you're going to somewhere else is Canada.
There you go.
Where you got to play the Toronto Raptors. Other than that, you got one team up there. Was two when they had the Vancouver Grizzlies, but they said, no, we'll go to Memphis, where you've never seen a grizzly down there in your life. But anyway.
Gawoofa Bears.
There are plenty of Gawoofa Bears, and they need to be changed to the Memphis Gawoofa Bears.
They should.
Where Mugly resides. But
YouTube, check it out.
Yeah, Gawoofa Bears. It's Australian for ugly. But my point is, we deluded ourselves into believing that this country controls the world.
Yeah.
Like, last time I checked, the Olympic squad got banged a couple years back by a team that wasn't from here. Go over somewhere else, the soccer teams, the best aren't here. I'm just saying.
True that. But,
dude.
But we'll play basketball. Super Bowl. These are your world champion New York Giants.
Deal with
world champs.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Baseball. No, you know what? I take that back. Baseball goes to World Series champion now. They don't say world champs no more. 818-514-1202. Is that true or not? I believe it's true. Because I remember the White Sox, when they won, they kept saying, your World Series champion White Sox. Matter of fact, I'm looking at my nice world champion. Yeah, they say World Series champion. They don't say world champs no more because they know they could go down to Cuba and run into a buzzsaw.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm
saying. They can go to Japan and run into a buzzsaw.
Yep. Kickball.
Yeah.
This reminds me of
true.
Episode. But I'm just saying, to me, man, I think because we have just been pushed to believe we're the best at everything without the work being put into it. We're just pushed to believe, you know, you're the best. You don't have to work hard. You're American.
Yeah.
Or you're in this country. I don't want to say an American.
Yeah. You know,
but you're in the best country in the world. You don't
American
have to work
students
hard.
Rank among the worst in the world in education, but they're first in self-esteem.
Oh, yeah. I can believe
that's true. That's a fact.
Yeah, I can believe that.
I can wholeheartedly believe that.
I'm just saying at the end of the day, though, You got, but ask them, give them an IQ test. That's what I'm saying. Let's serve out some of these Jeopardy questions to these kids here and compare them to other countries.
But that's a good point that you just made, because there's not enough Jeopardy shows out here on this idiot box for youth to take advantage of. Now, you know, the way I look at it, I'm not big on media as it is, because I truly believe TV makes you dumber.
Yeah.
You know, because of the information that they saturate you with.
That's why we do radio.
You know, there you go.
I'm gonna make a plea to everybody real quick. I'm gonna just ask one question and see if I want to see if people out here at True Brothers Radio and across the world, because we are worldwide.
That's
True
right.
Brothers Radio, baby. But I want to ask everybody, turn the TV off for 1 week. And see, can you handle it?
Dig
just
it.
A week.
Just
dig
1 week and just see, can you handle it?
Dig it.
I'm curious.
Okay, here's another one. 818-514-1202. Of our listeners out there, how many listen to NPR on the regular?
NPR?
How many turns,
I love that group.
How many turns off? No, how many times have you purposely turned off your hip-hop and R&B station? You know, your power this and that, you know, whatever.
Right.
Or your V10 whatever.
Yeah. Or your
and
WGC,
you turned it to
I know it.
Right. And you turn it to National Public Radio. Just a question. How many times do you listen to National Public Radio? More
great
thoughts?
Question.
There
yeah.
You go.
It's just the thing that we don't want to learn. We want to be entertained.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. I don't think nobody wants to. I think we've come to a point where we believe that gaining intelligence, gaining knowledge is work. And that's what's crazy.
It's not cool. Matter of fact, this whole American anti-intellectualism is what's on and popping in America right now. I'll give you Exhibit A, the Tea Party.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A whole subculture nation of stupid. And I'm sorry, they're stupid. They watch Fox News. Fox News, they run every poll. They've run all kind of tests to show you that the average Fox listener, watcher, is dumber than the rest of the country in general. So they know that it's making you stupid, and yet, hey, they'll tell you, hey, we're journalism. And then the real journalists will sit there and back them up.
Dude, and that's what's crazy about everything. And again, we're lazy. We will see this. We won't put the time to put the research in. All we would do is we take the lazy approach to it and say, well, hey, it was on Fox, so it must be true. It was on this, so it must be true.
Right.
You don't go back and reuse that internet that you used to get on Facebook and check what old girl did to do yesterday. You won't use that to go through that search engine and say, did Obama really slap that girl?
Right.
Well, it was on there, so
it
must
was on
be true.
Right. Did he really kiss that dude? Did you see the fake kiss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holograms. Like, that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. Nah, Tupac is back. I saw the hologram, but it wasn't a hologram. It was real. It's just all of these things. We don't put the work into finding out truth. We don't put the work in to actually pull ourselves into becoming greater and better people. And that's what I don't understand about this. Is not black people. This is just people.
This is people.
I'm not saying this to bash a race or nothing at all. It just seems ironic to me that we could sit there and go on Facebook and Twitter and use hashtags and tag people in photos and look at the new Jordans that came out the other day and beat up people for those. But you can't find out the truth about what happened with Mitt Romney.
If you
can go on YouTube and look up the new Wiz Khalifa video, go look up when Mitt Romney came to town. And just watch that for a
second.
There
you go.
And
15 minutes out your day.
That's it. That's all.
It'll rock your world.
But, and I put it like this. You'll probably feel better that you learned something new today, but you won't do it because that's lame.
Yeah. You know what I love? This is one of the favorite things in the world to me right now. I love YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
I can take a Sunday. I can take a Sunday and watch YouTube all day. Now, I know a lot of y'all wondering, like, okay, why would you want to watch YouTube all day? It's just a bunch of silly stuff. Do you know that to me right now, YouTube is more important than the Library of Congress right now.
Mm-hmm.
You could go to YouTube and you can find someone who falls off a skateboard and you can watch fails all day. Nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, you can get dissertations from Stephen Hawking
mm-hmm.
off of YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn things about the universe
mm-hmm.
on YouTube, historical figures on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube has such a wide variety
yeah.
of things that you can learn.
Yeah,
you can learn, and that's to me that's the beauty, because YouTube isn't trying to push you one way or the other. You're free to mm-hmm. find out yourself, and what you find and what you constantly look at on YouTube reflects on the type of person that you are.
There you go.
Yep.
I got a nice. It was a nice little 10-minute thing on YouTube about the universe, and it was this scientist who said that the universe is basically made up of nothing.
Mm.
And he broke this thing down on how the universe is actually nothing, and everything is nothing. So does it really matter?
That's a question.
There you go.
I would have to look it up.
Just to make your think bus.
Yeah.
You don't have to agree with them.
Yeah.
It's just to make your think.
That's what's crazy. Right. That's what people.
And people are scared to
people
think.
People are scared not just to think, but to have an opinion that isn't given to them. That's what's bothering
yeah.
me. You're scared to have an opinion
yep.
or
yep.
be contrast to something that somebody else has.
Yep.
You're
yep.
an individual.
And
you have a brain for a reason. You have an opinion for a reason. Use those. Say those.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
That's right. I mean, again, getting back to the mega stoop at the Tea Party. How many times did you see them on the news, cussing out a congressman, cussing out the press, cussing them out? I don't want Obamacare, and I don't want government in my health care, but don't take away my Medicare. Keep your hands off my Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Hello,
yeah.
stupid. That's government, health care.
But then again, people.
Yeah.
Let me put it to you like this. If you're letting something that's called an idiot box teach you, what is that saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going
to... I know you're calling it an idiot box, and I do agree with you, but let's not put it all on the idiot box, because everything in the world can be used for a positive or negative purpose.
True.
So you can take a chair, and someone could rest in it, and it could be positive. You can strap electricity to it and then use it for negative purposes.
There you go.
So the television, just as you have Jersey Shore, it also gave you Schoolhouse Rock.
It also gave you Schoolhouse Rock.
And it was trying to teach you about adverbs and conjunctions and multiplication. And we walked away from it.
When was the last time you seen Schoolhouse?
We walked away from it.
Exactly. Like Candy said earlier, how come Jeopardy comes on once a day, but Jersey Shore won a 24-hour marathon?
There you go.
I'll put it to you like this. We'll take a ride, and we will play the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire game on the phone.
Right.
And these are just apps on the phone just to train your brain
right.
to make sure you know certain things.
Yep, you can get an app for an IQ test.
Yeah.
Just a fun little thing to test your brain.
But we get apps on, hey, should I be with her?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me now.
Yep.
Right.
And it's crazy because it's making me laugh, and it makes me feel like, it kind of gives me a false sense of hope for the people, because I want to believe that we'll do better, but it's just like I see, and this is not black people again. I gotta say this
yeah,
again.
This is Americans. We're talking about Americans across the board.
I know, but I gotta keep restate my statement, I guess. But I have to keep saying that. Because I just don't think that we as Americans will rise. Let me not say that, because I didn't like the way that sounded. We as Americans. I don't think this country will rise to the expectations that it's falsely given itself.
Exactly. I mean, how much comparing and contrasting do you do out here? Have you ever noticed how Buchanan, what's that dude's name? He's a pastor. He be on the news all the time. Buchanan. I can't think of his first name.
Bobby Buchanan.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You thinking One Life to
yeah.
Live.
Yeah.
his name is, I'm sorry. I started and his name escaped me now. But he's the pastor. He's always on there. He's a conservative pastor that I lost my point. Yeah, but I mean, he'll sit there. He said things like, you know, African Americans should feel lucky that we were brought over here as slaves. It really benefited us. He'll say all this stuff, and he'll continue to keep working. He was just on NBC. I mean, MSNBC, and he's been on Fox, and he's been on all these different shows to say his opinion, and we just let him pop off and say whatever it is he want to say. And he's saying controversial stuff to try to provoke conversation or to try to make certain people think a certain way.
Mark Buchanan?
No, not Mark Buchanan. Okay. But at the same time, if there's a black man who sits there and try to provoke thought by saying things that other people won't say, like a Minister Farrakhan, we instantly got to unplug the TV. He don't get no camera time. We can't hear anything he has to say, but they'll feed you this other guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who's out there to say the things that you might be a little nervous to say is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to agree. That's one reason why we're doing this show. We're out here trying to give you, make you think. We ask you to question everything. Question everything you hear. That includes us.
Yeah,
but if you hear something, hey, go do a little background check and see if we on point or not.
We finna go into something because I feel as if we asking people, well, I'll get into my statement right after this because I'm definitely going to remember, but we'll be right back. We got a quick break for Two Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I keep the ass popping like the locks on the Benz. After the after party, we'll be getting it in. Pause for a drink, then we cutting again. I'll be your baby.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. It's a major factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Tequila!
Truth Brothers Radio.
Same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Fame. She like capture big things, dual chip, money clip, phone flip the six range. And seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you can see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back, and we are talking about Are We Lazy?
And this portion of Truth Brothers is brought to you by Lady Lip Shampoo, because nothing feels better on your head than Lady Lip. All clean.
That is a mess.
And it's also brought to you by Rosie O'Donnell Front Hole Panties. Sitters are quitters by Rosie. She can shake with the best of them.
Oh my God.
Y'all are mad. Really?
Hey. Hey, sponsors are sponsors.
Oh,
but
God. Oh, forgot about Rosie.
And
Front
thanks,
Hole.
Tony,
about Rosie.
For clarifying that was
yes,
Pat Buchanan.
It was Pat Buchanan. That's right.
All right.
Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, she's great.
And we also got a comment, too, regarding Americans. Well, number one is from JC. Hey, JC, what's up, girl? But she states that Americans are lazy, but people die to come here to this country. Go figure.
Hey.
And she's absolutely right.
Hey.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
There you go. And it's crazy that you said that because you, before we went to the break, you had asked a question. You had, no, you didn't ask a question. You actually made a statement saying as far as we need to question everything. And that people are scared to even question religion. And
yeah,
that's what that's amazing to me. Like, I'm not, again, before we did, I'm not going to smash nobody's religion. I'm not going to smash
right,
what anybody believes
in. You shouldn't
in.
Be scared to question.
Exactly.
Like you said, pastor in your house when you come home.
Yeah.
I'm questioning that.
Like, I don't care, because at the end of the day, the reason you have to question it, look beyond the religion. There's still a man in your house.
That's
and
right.
He
yeah,
will,
exactly.
Even though he claims you can go to school and be a pastor, you're not appointed or anointed by anybody to come down to be a messenger through a pastor.
Ooh, so, okay, we going there? Okay. Yeah. Someone riddle me this, 818-514-1202. Call in, text. Hey, just answer this question for me. Why does a piece of paper from a religious school say that you are now ordained by God to speak for God?
Yeah. That means I can.
How can
I
a
can.
Man, how can a man that you know touched your son
oh.
and still speaking every Sunday be ordained by God? 818-514-1202.
Or got your wife. And
or
I, got,
oh, yeah, again,
I can't
right.
touch him because
right.
he got my wife, but I can't put my hands on him because God wouldn't like that. That's all I'm saying. But
there you go. I think Tony got something to say. Hold on. Hey, Tony. I knew
it. Yeah, try not to even weigh in.
You don't get no work done with us. Right.
Oh, my God. You know what? People put too much weight into allowing clergymen from all aspects of the religious standpoint to have say-so in our lives. And that goes down to thinking that they are, you know, that these men and now women are above reproach.
Mm-hmm.
Instead
yeah.
of getting back to what we should be doing is getting back to our first response and what we think. We've become lazy in allowing others to think for us
mm-hmm.
and to have
that's
an opinion.
Right.
You know, and when you made, I think, I'm not sure who it was that had said, you know, what would you feel about a pastor sitting in your home when you come home and he's there to see your wife? He's a man.
Mm-hmm.
He is a man. What he has chosen to do for a profession is to become a pastor or a reverend or a priest or whatever, and they say it's a calling from God. I'm not here to say or buck anybody's calling. I'm not doing that at all because I've grown up in the church. But as a child, I was given the opportunity to read up on everything that was there possible for me to read up on
mm-hmm.
as far as religion, politics, and anything else so that I can have my own view and I can walk my own path. And that's where we're making the mistake, is we continue to go in this path because it's hereditary, because that's what our
yep.
parents
yeah.
have done.
Yep.
We
yep.
need to start thinking for ourselves. And it then follows into the statement of turning the television off, because I
yeah.
can remember my father always saying, turn the damn TV off and pick up a book.
Yeah, that's
yep.
right. Yep.
Constantly.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There it is, once again.
Like, these kids today don't know a damn thing. Everything that they do and they depend on getting knowledge from is from the Internet. They don't know how to pick up a book that actually has pages you turn. Not
right.
a arrow that you click.
Yep.
But you know what, Tony? Real quick, I wouldn't necessarily say it's the internet, because you can get a vast form of information that you can use positively from the internet, because there's been a lot of things that I wanted to look up and find
exactly.
that I went through the internet to find, but it's
exactly.
what they're doing with the internet. They'd rather
That's
go...
That's my point. That
yeah.
is my point. I
yeah.
use the internet in every bit of research that I do for my shows,
mm-hmm.
but I also pick up a book.
Yeah.
I have books like coming out of my ears, and I can always go back and I can reference to those books if I needed any information. But the point I'm trying to make is that we have not allowed our children the opportunity to learn the way they should be learning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're not giving them the total opportunity. We have not opened up the path for them to know what it is to research for
right.
themselves and have a mind and a thought pattern for themselves. Children
right.
today don't know anything about critical thinking.
No,
they
nope.
take everything in verbatim of what a teacher might say, what they learn on the streets, and they go with it.
And it's crazy.
They don't know how to read.
That. It's crazy
That's right.
you mention that. I got into
That's
a
right.
conversation with somebody a couple of days ago about the school system and how they're still teaching that Columbus discovered America. And the Native Americans are actually Indians. It's like
oh, yeah.
these things, and you're programming a young, impressionable mind for
yeah.
them to think that those are Indians.
And
mm-hmm.
you want to go that deep into it. They're also trying to teach. They're also trying to take out of the books the triangle trade.
Yeah.
They're trying to pull the triangle trade out of the
yes.
book. And they're trying to talk. And they get to the point where they're trying to really suggest how we volunteered to come over here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that they were actually going to take Texas.
That's how they do.
I heard that they were actually going to take slavery out of the books
yeah.
altogether.
Well, they're trying to. They tried it.
Yeah.
Well, they've been trying to do that for the last 10 years.
There you go.
Now it's become something a little bit more serious, because now they're actually trying to find out how they'll do it. And
mm-hmm.
once they find out all of the aspects that they need to know in order to do it and basically wipe it out of, you know, pure existence, it's going to be done. So if you're talking about 10 years ago that they started this, that's going to happen very soon.
Oh, I say within the next 20, they'll wind up away. And then it's the fact that they're taking all of the people who know and have the knowledge of this, they're waiting there for either die off or whatever the case may be, so that slowly they're slowly pushing it out of kids' mind. And, oh, no, you were never slaves.
But see,
you
that's
wanted to
the
come
point,
here.
And you made an excellent point earlier, is that is the reason why we as parents cannot depend on teachers
mm-hmm.
and education people in the educational field and rely on them to teach our children and to raise our children.
I love
that is not their job.
That's right. I love that you said that, because that's not their job. Their job is to teach you the social mores and to fit you into society
mm-hmm.
in some way,
Absolutely.
Form, or fashion. They're not to educate you about making you thinkers.
Yeah.
Like I
Absolutely.
Said before, they're teaching you to work at Walmart. They don't want
exactly.
you thinking.
And that's what's crazy. And I thought that mm-hmm. here's what, one thing that my teacher, shout out to Red Summer, Miss Muhammad. You guys need to go on her Facebook page to Red Summer. But she told us in a long time ago something I'll never forget. She said, we are here to teach y'all how to think, not what to think.
That's right.
Right.
That
mm-hmm.
was the best thing that she ever told me in my life, because she's telling me, I'm not going to tell you what you should do. I'm going
right.
to give you every tool that you need to take whatever I've given you and decide amongst yourself. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't, then cool. But I guarantee you, when you get your path, you'll be able to know what to do, because you have the tools to think logically.
Exactly.
And
at that particular point, when that woman told you that, she had given you your first lesson of critical thinking, and that's something that, you know, basically you're not actually taking on as a course until you get into your first year of college.
Exactly.
But she gave you that, and that should have been your path in order to look at everything that is put in front of you and give it clear thought. And instead of depending on someone to give it to you, you go out and you do the thinking for yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And as you're saying that, I mean, again, this is why you get this in society now, or in the music and mass media. It used to be, I remember when I was a kid, listening to R&B or listening to hip hop or whatever, all of the artists were older than me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All of the artists were older than me. They were all adults, and they were speaking to adults, so it was my job to mature and get mm-hmm. what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Now they got teenagers talking to teenagers.
Or teenagers now they got, talking to adults.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, because yeah, we're so lazy. We follow. Right. We'll follow a teenager. We'll, right. Exactly.
Right.
But they got they got an idiot talking to young impressionable minds, and idiots produce idiots.
Yeah.
Again, it's nothing against Lil Wayne. I know that's your boy, and I've heard some nice raps from him. But on a whole, you want someone who is going to inspire thinking and evolve as an artist.
No doubt.
And Lil Wayne should have been coming out around now and not at nine. When they keep feeding you, because I know everybody want to be little Michael Jackson. But at the same time, as much as we appreciate Michael Jackson, think of the damage that they did to him as a child when they had him singing adult songs.
Yes.
They
yes.
had him singing some real deep songs that he had no clue what
the
words
even
really
experienced
meant.
Yet.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
You and I must make a pact. We will bring salvation back. He was 11. He don't know nothing
exactly.
about that.
Right.
Why do you think, like,
the only pack he
would have
known at that point is how to trade marbles in the schoolyard.
Right.
He
right.
didn't know anything about making a commitment.
Right. Right. And he was a great talent, and he's a prodigy. He's the exception to the rule. But now all we do is produce all these little kids. Justin Bieber should not be trying to grow your kid.
No
Thank
doubt.
You.
And I don't. I mean, if your daughter has a Justin Bieber poster in her room, okay, fine, great, more power to him. But when you had New Edition, you had 2-1 adults out there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I had New Edition, but hell, I also had Shalamar. I also had adults that was breaking. And when you become a kid, when you become a teenager, you get real into music and you start breaking down the lyrics.
Yeah.
And if you got kids breaking down lyrics from kids, they don't grow.
No doubt.
Nope.
You're absolutely right, man. And it's just the fact
I
tell you, I asked somebody to really riddle me this. Outside of Jay-Z, outside of Kanye, what actual hip-hop artists you have over 30?
Yep. And all the don't mention any old schoolers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Give me somebody from this generation over 30.
Lupe.
Okay, my son is sitting in here, and he said, "What?"
2 Chainz is like super old.
2 Chainz? Well, super old is what?
Yeah, I know who he's talking about with 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz is not relevant, and I mean, I don't want to say he's relevant, but at the same time, 2 Chainz is not a lyricist.
Right. Right. I see what you're saying. Because
I mean,
look at,
compared to 2 Chainz.
Or a lyricist.
Yeah, for a lyricist.
Voice? Okay, 2 Chainz got lyrics. It's just his voice will make you think, and like the music he makes, you would think that he's really not spitting like that. But if you look at it,
pick up the phone and talk to us.
No, let me.
Wait, pick up the phone and talk to us. We
Here you go. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I said 2 Chainz he's lyrical. He's just not like he's not ultra lyrical like Nas was or like
Luke,
Jay was back in the day.
Right. So you're seeing a decrease in the talent.
Exactly. Nah, it's just like, I mean, the thing is, in today's game and in the game of music in general, you got to adjust to your fan base, and the fan base doesn't want to hear boom bap rap anymore.
Oh,
so you kind of have to deliver it. You have to deliver, like, he's rapping over trap beats, but, I mean, he's equally lyrically talented as probably anybody else that's ever been in the game.
No, real quick, when you said that, you said that the fan base don't want to hear that. Is it the fan base or is it the record company that decided for you that this is not what they want to hear? Because if that's the case, why is Jay-Z the reason he can't retire? Because he doesn't see anything that makes him want to walk away, because the level is so terrible.
Exactly. I'll give it to you like this real quick, bro. If there was somebody who was capable of stepping in Jay-Z's shoes, he would be comfortable away.
Thank
but
you.
But nobody is at that man's level lyrically.
Thank
lyrically,
you.
I'd give you like this. To go to your thing, 2 Chainz might be lyrical. I'll give you this. B.O.B. is lyrical. Wiz Khalifa is actually lyrical, but they won't allow these brothers who have actual talent. They won't let them do something that will progress their people.
Yeah.
They will allow them
themselves as an artist.
Right.
All artists are supposed to grow. If Stevie Wonder stayed little Stevie Wonder, you never would have got Songs to the Key of Life.
Yeah.
He had to grow, and you took that trip with him,
and that's
with Prince, with Michael, and hip hop artists. You don't see them grow anymore.
This
it's
is why
the same crap over and over.
And this is why no new artists have longevity. All of them are is recyclable. You know why everybody comes in and 4 years from now you won't hear from him again? Remember how hot Soulja Boy was?
There you go.
And now you rarely hear something from him now?
There you go.
Because they use it, but if there's still Soulja Boy beats and songs around, it's because they're taking him out and just plugging somebody back in. They'll take that person out and plug him back. I'll put it to you like this. 4 years from now you won't hear 2 Chainz either.
Well, can I say something real quick?
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry.
Here's how I see it, though. The existence of somebody like Soulja Boy has been that was the beginning of hip hop with Sugar Hill Records, where they didn't even write that first rap. You know what I mean? Like, and that started off in the club. So, like, I mean, me personally, I rap too, and I'm more so on the lyrical side. I'm like, I got positive stuff, negative stuff. I got everything under the sun. But so I'm really not into that kind of music. But honestly, that's how it started in the first place. And where it's like from Sugar Hill, then you have the Fat Boys, where tell me they're lyrically relevant. They're
okay.
Not.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
Real quick.
You're getting into my realm.
Let me ask you a question. Can you seriously compare Superman, that hole, to anything that Fat Boys or the Sugar Hill Gang did?
Yeah, because none of it was anything. None of it really took any thought to create.
Okay, let me ask you this. Has Fat Boys, real quick, bro, has Fat Boys or Sugar Hill Gang ever talked about putting your spunk on a girl's back and putting bed sheet over it, and that's called Superman and a girl?
I mean,
you
know what I think that is? I don't think that has anything to do with rap music. I think that's the progression of how things are. I mean, that's like when Elvis started shaking his hips. It was going to progressively get worse from there. It's like the murder movies. They get bloodier and bloodier. It's, you know what I mean? It's like the crazier the world gets, it's just the progression as the years pass. It has nothing to do with music. That's just how worlds are. The world is, because as we go on, we get further desensitized.
We don't have to become degenerates and adapt to that, though.
All right. As you're saying that, you're talking about the Sugar Hill Gang. The Sugar Hill Gang wasn't the first rappers. The Sugar Hill Gang rapped in discos, and they gave you something that was commercially viable to get the ball rolling on a larger scale. But if you want to talk about lyrical and getting deep, look into the Last Poets. Look into Afrika Bambaataa. Afrika Bambaataa is the one who unified all of hip hop in New York and help in all the gangs in New York in 75.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
so you
see,
talking
I, yeah,
about
I know
taking
my
an art form, right? You talking about taking an art form when you're looking at Afrika Bambaataa and you're looking at the Fat Boys. Don't forget about Grandmaster Flash, who gave you the message and gave you the first inkling of conscious rap in music. And then you go on to KRS-One, Chuck D, and the ball continues to roll until corporate America decided to put an end to it. And let's not sign any more college graduates.
Exactly.
Let's sign dropouts.
And that
is true, though.
Yeah, and that to me is the biggest thing. We don't have. I feel that if somebody, because I don't agree. I agree with you to an extent that that's the change of the time. But I agree that. I also believe that if we came out with a team of relevant conscious rappers, you can't tell me that wouldn't decide to pick up. And if companies will back conscious rappers, we can change the way things are being viewed today.
But they're not going to do that.
That's right.
Exactly.
And the reason why they're not going
to. And that's my question to this.
This is my question to this rapper,
this future rapper that we have on the line right now. Think about that, though, man. But real quick, we have to take a real quick break, and we'll be back with Candace and Truth Brothers Radio. Candace got a good statement.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey, that cop's a killer. Don't let him cuff you. He'll kill you. He'll stand on your neck. He'll shoot you in your back.
for the long and short of commit acts of war. Terrorism for sure. Open our seats to see us bleed some more. Beware how you answer your door.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I was born with a foul mouth. It's not a disease or an illness. I just love f***ing cursing. You know, people say, like, good morning, Trish, and I go, f*** you, you asshole. Oh, it feels good. And my mom, she doesn't give a shit. She's been hearing words like, f*** you, asshole, suck my d*** off, and c*** sucker, since the day I learned to speak. It does, however, affect my goddamn public life. Like, I really can't go out to restaurants. You know, where's the goddamn ladies' room, swipe? That's where food.com saved me.
Food.com is the internet's takeout and delivery service, and we can help. If you bastards can't control your goddamn language, Food.com can get you the food you want from local f***ing restaurants, and you can stay at home and curse all you goddamn like. No s***. Food.com. Sometimes it's best to just order in.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio, back on our topic of are we lazy? Going back to what I was saying in my closing statement. And what's your name? What's your name, my dear?
Oh, I took it. He's not on yet.
Oh, okay.
But we got to know.
But just to go back to what I was saying, just in a nutshell, I think it's almost criminal to see what's happened to hip hop, you know, over the last 10, 15 years, because you know, the artistry is gone in it.
That's right. You know, no one's special anymore.
No one's creative. Now, you know, back when we were coming up, you know, I think I just got the last, I'm in my early 30s, so I got the last little glimpse of it. But it was a cavalcade. It was a myriad of different styles, different flows.
That's right.
You had something for everybody. But mm-hmm. since hip-hop has become a commodity now, you know, a lot of these rappers have gotten lazy because they don't take the time to put that emphasis to make you feel anything.
You know,
it's all about shaking your ass, you know.
And you know what's crazy with that, though? Did you say something?
Mm-mm. Go ahead.
You know what's crazy with that is my pops used to play a lot of old school songs. And as a kid, I'd be like, man, it's boring, it's slow, mm-hmm. it's lame, and this, that, and the third. And I would always I was more of a party track type of dude. Like, I loved just music that just got my energy going. I wasn't real big into gangster rap or nothing like that, but I was a Nelly fan, you know. I like, because Nelly made party music,
right?
And you know, and then one day my pops had told me, you're gonna listen to this music one day and you're gonna appreciate it. And then I heard the Isley Brothers,
mm-hmm.
and I heard Lenny, and I heard I heard Earth, Wind, and Fire,
right?
I heard all of these groups. And I mean, Rick James and Tina, I heard all of these music and I listened to the lyrics and I was like, that's cool.
You're right.
And it got to a point that it's like, now, dude, I can go through my phone and I got a track list. Me and my dad was sitting down one day and he went through what you doing with this, what you doing with that,
yeah.
and all these other things in my phone, because he knew that I finally got it.
Uh-huh.
I understood now.
Right.
And he knew what he said back then had clicked into my head now, and I think that was a small sense of he's happy now.
Exactly. I mean, hip hop and rap in particular, especially commercial rap, is just designed not to make you think. And trust me, being lyrical and being clever with your lyrics is something that never goes out of style. It's just something that they'll hide from you.
Mm-hmm.
To give you, it's easy to give you Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
The Soulja Boy ain't going to lead you nowhere. But you got KRS-One, who still goes around the world today and still lectures and rocks venues all over the place. That last break you heard and the last one you're going to hear from us is
KRS-One, and like he say, he don't care who comes on the stage. He going to give it to you.
Right.
But let's go ahead and get our thank yous out the way.
Well, we got to thank everybody who called in today.
That's right.
And we got to thank everybody who listened to Truth Brothers Radio. We really appreciate it.
Joe Neckbone. I'm sorry. I got to throw that out there. Let them know that we see him in the chat room.
Yeah, cool. We'll get back with him. And again, if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Two fingers.
Truth Brothers Radio.